Well, Santa hopes you've been very gay this year. Otherwise, you can expect a lump of coal in your stocking. Listen to the rest of the podcast. This will all make sense, and you'll hate yourself for it.
Now for a trip inside Trump World's Hall of Mirrors.
Hey, Steven, heads up. We're going to need you in 15 for the trio PK.
Okay, thanks, Quarterblack.
Oh, yeah, and I put some extra mushrooms on that Swiss there for you. I know you like them, so.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
It made me wonder at the end of a long week, was this a lie too? But this, now, the Trump presidency, this is what a crisis of leadership looks and feels like.
Hey, Quarterblack?
Every week, another scandal.
What'd you say you got these mushrooms again?
From a fan. This week, Clover from Colorado.
Rudy Giuliani, you see him there on Hannity. This week,
when I hit rock bottom, I go back to the top of the slot where I stop and I take all my gifts for a ride.
Jeez.
Fabricating fake news, waiting for the axe to come. Corporations have shirt fake news, bloody lackey man. I've been a naughty boy, I got my sources wrong.
Steven.
I've been thinking about that.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out you ready? What is new. I think the answer is the
report. Yeah, I was just...
Reporters are revealing
and you were,
lies one by one.
No, yeah, I'm good.
Stormy Daniels made a cameo...
Are you feeling all right?
Same for Dr.
Oh my God!
So parody by SNL. That's the president's former...
Have the Stanton.com.
That's a confused sip.
Recoveries.
I do not remember where the kernel for the idea of that intro was.
Well, yeah.
No.
But you know what? This is real, man.
This is real. You're not going to see that on any, not on Ben Shapiro. This isn't no Family Matters. So we have a lot we're going to be talking about.
What? Are you sure you didn't need
my point? Is this burger? Real life, kids?
Is it?
Yeah, we've got gay Santas, and we've got new CEOs of Twitter. Oh. We have some information on the new CEO of Twitter. I don't know how we managed to do worse than Jack Dorsey, but bad in 100.
Wow.
So we'll be talking about that and some disturbing thousand. I don't know sports. I don't know.
No, what it's 100. I don't know what way.
I don't know what is the good score for a touchdown.
Actually, we're doing poorly. So let's go with what you said. Yeah, that made sense. Yeah, you're right. We're betting 100.
Bad in old Hawaii 5-0. And we're also going to be talking today. Look, we hear this a lot. First, let me warn you guys. This is going to be a very nationalist show today. So if you consider national pride, white supremacy, this isn't for you. You shouldn't tune in somewhere else. I want to be very clear because it matters when we're talking about people heading up American companies like Twitter who are not from the United States, who don't share the values and say that they don't respect the First Amendment, that it is of no value to them. This is an actual quote. We will get to that later. The new CEO of Twitter, I'm avoiding saying his name because I forgot it. Pravga something.
Yeah. It's something, something.
And we've heard a lot about how the right and the left are extreme and the right-wing extremists. Well, you know what? I want to, today, go through the mainstream left's platform, the DNC, and the most radical right pieces of legislation. And then you guys let me know what you think is considered more extreme. So you can comment below and let me know what you think is going to happen. I'm foreshadowing at this point, but before we get to that, and Gay Santa and Elliot Page.
Oh, Elliot.
Elliot.
There's no way that I will not get pronouns wrong accidentally.
No way.
I just let you know.
It's almost impossible with her.
It's almost.
Oh,
him.
Dave.
Just go.
I didn't even mean to do
Juno
that.
Is her. Milk Dud Nipples on Instagram is he.
I forget that. I'm going to just not talk.
They look like albino raisinettes.
I'm still getting used
beautiful
to
and brave albino raisinettes.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Before we get to that, Gerald A., you can follow him at G. Morgan Jr. How are you, sir?
I am well, sir. How are you?
I'm okay. Haven't slept much.
No? Hey, by the way, it was great to see Half Asian Lawyer Bill in there. He's off camera now because he's working on so many lawsuits.
Yeah, a lot of people. He's working on.
He's around. I talk to him every week just about. So,
he can't be on air because Bill becomes a loose cannon and he'll say something incredibly funny, but then he'll just go, I present to you Exhibit B, and it's him in a walrus costume doing an Asian rosacea off.
Not good.
So, but he's in some sketches and stuff coming up. Quarter Black Garrett, how are you?
Morgan, what's going on?
Yeah, you decided to go with the least convincing hairdo.
Oh, wow.
You possibly
going the other way. I'm trying to hide.
Yeah.
This is like Seattle grunge.
I feel like you're about to call mom and ask her how Wolfie is. And he's performing at the Comedy Cove in Springfield, New Jersey, and December 10th, Romeo, Michigan, at the Showroom at Younger's. Dave Landau.
Ahoy.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. Yourself?
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, you know what? It's about to get a lot worse.
Oh, well, I'm excited about it.
Elliot Page and blatantly homosexual Santa.
Yes,
and
the
Santa.
Well,
no, both he. You're right on both counts. You're right on both counts.
Both are he's.
Wait, and penis or no penis?
I don't, but Elliot Page is a lesbian.
I don't.
No, Elliot Page was a lesbian, and now Elliot Page is a
straight male.
He's just a dude.
Is a straight 5'1", 84-pound male.
And a poon hound.
Yes. Can't get enough of it, apparently.
Except your own. His own.
What if that's what it was? It was just that there's something that in your genetic code, when you're a lesbian and too much poonanny just turns you into like a trans werewolf. Like, it shrinks. Boop.
You wake up in a vagina hat.
Right.
Not a joke.
And then you're in charge of our economic policy. So, hey, really quickly, because I have no idea if we're still on YouTube. The best way to tune it live, Monday through Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern. You can watch it here on YouTube. If we're not on YouTube, we will let you know. If we are not streaming, that's why you need to follow us on all social media, but we are available on Rumble and, of course, Mug Club, where today we'll be doing an extra 45 minutes to an hour. So, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern, regardless of what Susan Wojcicki says. I just want to be clear. All right.
Handsome woman.
Yes.
Yes.
It is man.
We're so much trouble today.
That's apt. And just wait till I get to the nationalism.
Well.
Hey, take a guess. What country do you think I believe is the best country in the world?
Denmark.
Sweden.
Well, more important than which country is good is that India sucks. So. When I say India sucks, I mean inferior.
I mean.
I mean, fewer people want to immigrate to India because it sucks.
There's some fantastic, wonderful people, but, you know.
Yeah.
Fun poop games.
Some. I'm sure the same ratio of decent people as in any country.
Well, like any country on the planet.
Yeah. But for some reason, the overwhelming output of the country is suck.
A lot of great ones come here.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I like
do.
How there's a bathroom literally everywhere.
It's true. There's no searching.
It's convenient.
Very convenient, yes.
They no holding it in. They must have very healthy bladders.
Yes. Here they are doctors, and there they are.
We get it, Tim the Toolman. He's a child.
He's our kind of child.
That's his only job, his fart button.
Yes.
And Joe Biden.
But and he's the best at it. Yeah.
Same difference.
He is the Babe Ruth of the fart button. Matter of fact, sometimes before he pushes it, he goes,
yep. Call this
and
shot.
And some kid with cancer in the hospital.
All in the
shards. Like, that's not what I wanted. So, Norway's Postal Service, Posten.
Beggars can't
I don't know.
Users.
Yeah.
They made an ad called When Harry Met Santa. And I know what you're thinking. Like, well, that's... It's exactly what you're thinking. It's about a... It's about a...
Yeah.
It's celebrating gayness with a Santa who appears like he might be one of the visions from Thinner.
Oh, good.
So let's watch this right now in case you haven't seen this. Merry Christmas. We can't just... Well, hold on. Before we go to this...
Jesus.
People always say, like, well, what's your solution? Well, what's your response? Oh, how about we just don't have blatantly homosexual Santa? That's all. That's not. I'm not suggesting
just
anything
one
else.
Thing.
I'm just saying we don't need it.
Yeah, he doesn't have to have two beards, you know,
exactly.
Mrs. Claus at home.
I don't want heterosexual. I don't want to think of Santa and sex in the same sentence.
Right.
Okay?
Unless he's banging mommy.
I don't.
So mommy kissing Santa Claus.
I
either
don't
that's
either.
A great role-playing song or a wonderful little medley about adultery.
Have you seen his body? I mean, in the way he eats, that man hasn't had a good erection since the 50s.
No. Probably true.
Drinking all that oak.
Yeah. That's why, that's why he's C. Alice. But Mrs. Claus' name is Alice. He goes, C. Alice?
Oh, boy.
It's almost there.
I can't see it. Can you?
I taped it to a popsicle stick.
Really? You can shrink your... She just comes... Imagine being Santa Claus coming. I'm like, you can go around the whole country in one night. You can squeeze your body through a keyhole, but you can't go down. So...
Your sleigh tracks went right to that gay movie theater.
Yes. Jeez. Like, we didn't know what was going on in Brokeback Tundra. Please.
Rudolph told me everything.
I wish you knew how to quit lying. Yeah, yes, yeah, right. And leave it. Oh, yeah, kids, leave a carrot out for Rudolph.
Yeah.
So this is, I'm just avoiding this because this is aimed at everybody, including children in Norway. I would rather they be watching Let the Right One In. That was
I
much better film.
Was it Norwegian or Swedish? I don't care.
Swedish.
Let's go to the gay.
I like the American version. It was less pedo-y.
That's true.
Yeah. Anyway, we can move on.
Or as they call it in Norway, normal.
Normal.
Normal attraction. Nobody wants an olden maiden.
Normal ace.
26 over the hill in. So.
More delay.
18 grossen.
Here we go. Let's watch Gay Santa for the Norwegian Postal Service. This is where we are.
Heck yeah.
It starts off.
Ja, alle hvor vi har vært
en sånn,
det
er
drøpt.
Er fin?
Jeg kommer til å savne deg. Det er mange som venter på pakken. En dag i år.
Very dramatic.
I can't hear the sleigh bells anymore.
Did Darren Aronofsky direct?
Yes.
Did Santa die of AIDS?
When do the rock people come in? Is that a shrunken head Christmas ornament?
Yep.
And Norwegian Billy Bob Thornton is
yes.
A...
Ew, a woman.
Oh, get away.
Gross.
He just opens the door with his pants. Oh, sorry, I thought you were a boy.
Jeg fikk tak I litt assistans I år, så jeg kan være sammen med deg.
Gay! Is it just me or is Santa getting very thin?
A little bit.
Like North Philadelphia.
He's,
I hope in one of those boxes is a test.
No.
Hope he comes down my chimney with Prev pill.
Turns out he's just a homeless man just sneaking into his house every year.
I'm not Santa.
No.
Why?
Have you all?
Wait a minute.
His hair.
He's about to shake him like a bowl full of jelly.
Your beard tastes like another man. Do you do this at every house?
Yes.
Yes, I do. I am Father Christmas.
I didn't know Santa delivered to porta potties.
I was wondering why that beard looks so crunchy.
Hey,
want to see that court case? I have here all these dildos for Santa Claus.
It's called When Harry Met Santa. Yeah. I'll have what he's having.
Good news, everybody. Santa Claus is gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Santa's been to too many truck stops.
You should see what that guy does to the Easter Bunny when he comes to his house.
How many houses did you not visit when you were giving that guy a bath?
I don't know. That's what's...
Yeah, what was that? He was in the...
Hey, come on over here and sit on so Harvey weird. Milk and Cookie's lap.
Oh, what?
Why are you ordering presents from somebody else? You bang Santa. Yes. You don't have an inn?
Exactly. You would think yeah. You have the inside lane.
Yeah, he knows what you want.
This is...
He's got a harem of elves.
Why
man.
Does can make Christmas have to be gay?
Want.
I don't understand why. It's like it's the birth of Christ, okay? Manger, okay? Got Santa it, yeah, Claus, yeah. A got saint. It. Right, saint, we understand this. He's a saint, Saint Nicholas. Right. There's a story he gave up all of his belongings.
Yeah,
and of course, Saint Nicholas probably looked more Turkish, if you understand. But then, you know, we turned him into a Dutch white guy. But now he's got to be, everything has to be gay.
Every single thing.
I'll be honest, he looked more Turkish there.
Yeah.
Dirty, those are going
He did, he just
he's
looked
like
a homeless.
Man.
He did, he just looked like a bum that walked in and was like, kiss me. And you're like,
he's like, Santa?
Just grab his sleigh bells, tickle them, rim, rim, rim.
Oh, oh it is.
Jingle balls, jingle balls.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes
oh,
Santa Claus.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Run.
Santa baby.
Give him the aim.
Or Santa gaby.
Yeah.
Coming down my chimney tonight.
I saw Daddy blowing Santa Claus.
While Mama cried upstairs.
Oh, horny night. Santa has a boner.
Santa's
fall on your knee. To blow his Saint Nicholas.
I can't listen to Christmas music anymore.
Santa's nuts roasting on an open fire.
On the third day of Christmas, Santa gave to me a penis.
I was like, where is he going?
I just wanted to pause for as long as I could.
We don't want to catch AIDS. Come on.
Come on.
Frosty the Blowman was used in torn and brown.
On the second day
That's just what it
Christmas, Santa gave to me HIV.
But he didn't notice.
Five Chinese cock rings. That's the thing. I just put the magic hat on Frosty. Like, hey, kids, happy. And I'm being screwed. What?
Oh, no.
I thought that was a corn cob pipe.
In the streets of North Philadelphia.
Yes.
If you who don't want to take the case for political reasons, that's right, Santa, I don't. Yeah.
Don't forget to put out your pink stockings this year.
Yes.
Somebody's been riding too many candy canes.
Yes, I'm going to fill your distended anus with presents.
Yes. If you're not a good boy, I see an empty pussy hat by the fireplace. Yeah.
He sees you when you're sleeping.
Crying oh, he does.
Oh,
oh no.
Yeah. No, this, the really point terrible. Is there's nothing. Look, let's be honest about this. There's nothing wrong with creating confusing sexualization for children, which is completely unnecessary. Sex doesn't need to be brought into Santa.
No.
Not at all.
Santa doesn't need to be grooming little kids for decades, apparently, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I don't even think he has sex with Mrs. Claus.
Did you see what he did with that Coke bottle?
Jeez.
I like how he's showing the guy magic.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, wow, I can't wait to do you.
It's like,
I've waited all year.
Watch me make your pants disappear. Yeah.
Look at how I'm undoing your fly with magic.
Yes. Look, look. No consent up my sleeves.
You're on the naughty list.
Yes. And Santa likes it that way.
We've ruined everything.
Yep, pretty much. Just look at the candy cane forest. Streaky. So.
That guy waits all year long for a hookup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy's crying. Like, I'm sorry, you're not bonding with him if it's it's quite literally a one-night stand. He's like, oh, when will Saint Nicholas come back to me? Well, I'm sure he's going to bang you next 24th. You don't need to get bent out of shape over it.
But that's the only time Santa can think of an excuse to leave the house for Mrs. Claus. It's like, yeah, I got to go deliver all those presents.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, what, you couldn't do the 23rd?
Right. So how long is it going to take you to deliver presents to every kid in the world?
I don't know. It's my cross to bear. I'll see you.
Yeah. But why are you wearing glitter?
Get in the spirit.
Why? You must have eaten a brownie.
All right.
I'm not going to be mature about this. There's no reason.
There's no reason to be. There's absolutely no reason to be.
What are you like? What am I going to? I don't care.
We're 20 minutes in, and it's been nothing but gay Santa jokes.
Well, that's their fault.
I didn't make the commercial. I would only have done it as a joke. Did it in seriousness.
Next year, he's just going to bang an M&M.
Yeah, next.
He does exist.
No! Oh, no!
Yeah, next year. They do exist. Yeah, exist.
And it hurts.
He's just holding two M&Ms together like a butt. Two M&Ms.
They do melt in your mouth and not in your hand.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I also melt.
I mean my heart.
Give me 30 seconds.
You melt my heart.
Oh my god.
But only once a year because that's how it works.
Because I'm Santa.
Seriously, let's get rid of the gay thing. Santa's a piece of shit.
He really is.
Well, you can't call the guy in October.
Yeah. You're not going to invite him to the North Pole.
You got phones
hang
up there.
Out.
This guy's waiting with gifts.
Do you have any idea how much the field he's playing? Probably every elf at the North Pole has. He's just not into you. He's just not been into the arena. Like, what did I do wrong?
Dude, the guy can pause time and fit in anywhere he wants to. That's not the only place he's stopping to have gay sex.
How dirty he was. Like, his clothing was all red. He's been everywhere.
He's been in chimneys.
That's at least the 38th guy he's seen that day.
Yes. And he's like, ooh, magic, every single time. It's the same trick.
Exactly. Well, you know what? Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
Yeah.
There's so much.
No, I like that he's doing a take your nose trick to a man he's gonna blast.
You're not gonna need that nose.
Boop, boop, boop. Honk. Wait, where's the honk?
Guess.
Just clearing
that's for
the
me
chamber.
To know and you to find out.
Some guy just grabs his stocking, it's just leaking.
What is this?
I'm sorry. I'm going to get in trouble.
No,
for that
we're
one.
Not. That's totally.
That one's appropriate.
This deserves. Nice. I don't know. You guys comment. I'm sorry. Did we go off the rails too quickly? I have a lot to get to, but I think this deserves to be lambasted.
It does. Yeah, deserves the scorn.
It's just a giant box of some kind of pudding.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What is this?
Weird.
It's so strange.
Jeez, this is just bizarre. Well, you know what? I shouldn't question his ways. He's the magic man.
He is.
Got magic hands.
Can
all right.
Deliver gifts.
That's
to
the best trick he can do. Is got your nose.
Yeah, got your nose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got your nose. Yeah. Got your immune system. Get tested.
Oh.
Oh no.
I'm kidding, but I'm not.
I thought my belly didn't shake like a bowl full of jelly, and I was wondering what these sores were. Oh, that's one for you.
I've got a box of your dad's forgiveness, just like you wanted. I'm kidding.
The key
there's
is
nothing in there.
It's in the box. You have to reach in for your forgiveness.
Yes. Oh.
Like Mickey Rooney with a popcorn bucket. Surprise. Sorry, Mickey Rooney. Not Mickey Rooney. Wait, Mickey Rourke.
Like, Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney. Oh, reach in the popcorn bucket.
I say, don't sully the good
reach
name of Mickey Rooney.
Reach in the popcorn bucket. No penis. Reach in the bucket. Hurry, go, right. So.
The old Mickey Rooney popcorn trick.
You make it too much noise. How do I go out here? You're eating bucket now.
Don't go to the movies with Mickey Rooney.
All right. Speaking of this wonderful Christmas season, time for a little more Yuletide logs. Elliot Page, formerly known as Ellen Page.
Yeah. Terrible actress.
Broke the internet yesterday.
She was
I don't know about
this
him.
Selfie in the mirror. Whoa. Bring it down. No, hold on a second. Look, we edited the Santa thing. We have kids watching.
Sorry.
My
YouTube nudity guidelines.
Sorry.
Let's bring it up again. Yes.
Better. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. All you have to be
much better.
Is it? What?
Don't even.
And the
is Santa giving him something for Christmas?
The good thing, though, that Ellen Page found also found a brave and beautiful job. So there's that.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Elliot.
What did I say?
Elliot? Said Ellen? Ellen?
Son of a.
Elliot.
Dead son name. Of an Ellen.
Well,
look.
He was talking about the former talk show host.
Yes.
Who abuses her staff.
Yes.
Who was a horrible person.
As opposed to her endorsement.
As opposed to Santa, who abuses his staff.
Yes.
As opposed to Elliot, who abuses himself.
No, let's not get it right. Santa doesn't abuse his staff. He abuses your staff.
Oh, no, that ripped.
I could part the Red Sea with that thing. So,
speaking of Red Sea, I should stop.
Here's the thing with Ellen Page, and this is not a joke. You know how, like, Caitlyn Jenner, when Caitlyn Jenner becomes a woman?
Yeah.
Right?
What?
It's a stereotype of a woman. When Bruce Jenner becomes Caitlyn Jenner, it's just, I'll put on a dress and makeup, and goes, oh, brave and beautiful, something that would be considered a sexist archetype.
Yeah.
Same thing when you have ladies, females, who identify as men. They don't, like, become just like a male pastor or just a male utility man. They become Chaz Bono with a chin strap and the guy taking Geraldo Rivera douche pics in the mirror. And by the way, Elliot Page is 5'1". I guarantee you, Elliot Page does not weigh more than 90 pounds. You wouldn't say brave and beautiful. You would think if it was any other guy that he has an eating disorder. Let's stop being crazy.
And he was a douche.
Didn't Chaz Bono just become Joey Fatone?
Yeah, pretty much.
I thought that's what that was.
I'm not sure that they Guy met in Fieri the middle. Is a different person.
Yeah. I don't think it is. His name spells fat one. And he was that's the true. Fat one.
He was.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I see him on every other Hallmark Christmas movie.
Nah. That's true.
Him and Melissa Joan Hart, who... Oh. The thing about Melissa Joan Hart, I have nothing against her personally, but I want to throw her out a window. Just because of the act... Everything with Melissa Joan Hart! What? Come on! Huh? Angela! What? Huh? I don't know! How am I always this surprised? Just stop being a thing. Yeah.
Do you know that there's like 3 Hallmark channels now?
Yeah,
sure. Really?
I'm not kidding. Apparently, so many people love terrible Christmas
there's
movies.
There's 3 Hallmark channels?
3 Hallmark channels.
Aren't can someone confirm this in chat? Is that actually?
I think it was on YouTube TV or something like
He's
that.
He's very forthcoming about it.
Yeah, I know.
I'd be like, yeah, that was another Hallmark movie. He's like, yeah, paid for my house in Spain. Oh, bye!
I'd play a waiter in a Hallmark movie. I don't care.
Oh, did you?
No. I would, though.
Oh, they shot one in Grand Rapids. Great.
Oh, yeah, I'd be happy.
You shot
to be
a waiter in Grand Rapids?
No, they shot a Hallmark movie in Grand Rapids, and they didn't even shut down the town. They didn't even let people know they were filming or ask for releases.
Nobody cares.
They were just like, what are those cameras doing around Rosa Parks skating rink? Like, just don't worry about it. Okay. Let me move right on. So let's go right on here to the Twitter CEO. So this is important because we actually caught something exclusive yesterday before anyone else has sort of reported on it.
Yeah.
Jack Dorsey. And I want to know if you think this is going to be the end of Twitter. People have been sort of foreshadowing that for a while. Mm-hmm. But it hasn't gotten any better, and it's still around. Twitter is the least in touch with real life of all the social media platforms. It really is celebrities and politicians. It's a little different than, say, even Instagram or once upon a time YouTube or Facebook. Twitter just seems to be every trend is the worst kind of echo chamber. So yesterday we covered that Jack Dorsey was resigning, and he named his successor. We have some more information now, but we pulled this up yesterday live. Parag Agrawal. I'm just going to call him Parag from now on.
Parag.
Parag, yeah.
Good. Parag. And we found this crazy old tweet of his. Here's a clip from yesterday's show.
One quick update, too, for the Dorsey story. So earlier today it was announced that he was expected to resign. He posted, I resigned from Twitter. And his successor is a guy named Parag Agrawal.
Oh,
so
cool.
We found a good tweet from him. If they're not going to make a distinction between Muslims and extremists, then why should I distinguish between white people and racists?
Oh, well, good one. New leader of Twitter. How about that? I forgot that I did that because did you see that the folks at Media Matters said on YouTube, Steven Crowder links Islam and extremists?
Huh?
I was quoting his tweet!
That was him!
Oh, well. Hope you enjoy them Soros checks. So
they do.
They do like
in the attic! So, Agrawal, he was Twitter's former chief technology officer. This morning, he was named CEO because he is Jack Dorsey's most fitting successor. And Twitter banned sharing photos of private individuals without their consent.
And videos.
Yeah, the morning after he was named CEO. I mean, do I have this right?
Surprising.
Immediate?
Immediate.
Like first course of action.
Pretty much.
Bro. Okay.
And here's something, too, that you need to understand. Before I get into the reason for this, on YouTube, there's something called dual party, and say, and this is all about the United States of America, and people have no respect for it, in positions of authority of companies that are more powerful than governments who are appealing to international interests but benefit from Section 230 under the guise of being a digital town square. Okay, I want to be very, very clear. If this sounds nationalistic and it pisses you off, that's because it is. It has nothing to do with race and everything to do with the fact that this country is better than other countries, especially as it applies to freedom. An example of this, single party versus dual party consent laws. These are states where you can record someone without their permission, okay? Most states are single party consent laws. I believe there are 11 that are dual party consent laws. If you didn't have single party consent laws, you wouldn't be able to do investigative journalism. No one could ever be caught in corruption. You wouldn't have a Watergate. You wouldn't have, people will say, but Project Veritas has some great examples, but basically every single uncovering of corruption, be it through media or Me Too, if you look at the audio tapes there, some audio tapes were used, there was evidence used against Bill Cosby. In other words, how do you catch criminals without single party consent laws, especially if you're afraid of being charged simply for trying to expose criminality? So this is important because, and I want to go to jail really quickly, but on YouTube, we've had this as an example before in the past where we do videos on the street. And we would get consent from people. Now, you don't even need to because we were performing these in single party consent states. Then people would go to YouTube and say, I want that removed. Even if they were at a public protest where there is no expectation of privacy. So they would remove those. We said, okay, if we get consent, sure, fine. Then we showed YouTube consent sometimes. And they said, people can remove their consent afterwards. Kind of like how they view rape. And so what happens is, as long as your content doesn't fit what they deem to be acceptable, guess what? They can remove it the second anyone changes their mind. That's not how laws work. The reason we have single party consent laws in the United States is because of freedom and because it serves to keep those in power accountable. It's the reason that a lot of other countries do not. Gerald.
So just a practical real world example, you would have never seen anything on Twitter and probably other social media platforms if they adopt this about Kyle Rittenhouse. You would have never seen the video for yourself to see that he was defending himself. And all you would have had to go on was white racist travels across state lines and attacks a BLM protester or two.
Yeah.
And that's it. You wouldn't see the
video. So we don't want to violate the privacy of the individual. You mean the pedophile? That's correct. Yes.
Yeah, pretty much. Seriously, you wouldn't have seen it.
So this is
one of ours.
Yes.
And who's what parameter are we using to label private individual? Is
with
it
YouTube
the law
it changed,
or is it just Twitter's
This
law?
Is the problem is they don't follow the law and then they create their own rules even though they benefit from the law. This is the problem. Look, when people say go out and start your own, I used to be a libertarian. And then I realized it doesn't work when you have people who have lobbyists, when you have people who are in bed with the government, and they're not beholden to the same laws that you are. All I want with social media is for them to be beholden to the same laws as everyone else. If you're going to benefit from Section 230, which basically allows you to eliminate all liability based on whatever's on your platform because you are not an editor. You are not a publisher, but it's an open platform, then it has to be an open platform. The first step is making them decide, and I'm tired of Republicans who, when they were in power, did nothing.
Yeah.
You guys are no longer our friends. It was the most important issue that you could have taken care of, and you didn't because you wanted to be in the cool kids club. So they remove photos, private individuals now without their consent. This is the Twitter explanation. Immediately after this new guy becomes CEO, as part of our ongoing efforts to build tools with privacy and security at the core, we're updating our existing private information policy and expanding its scope to include, quote, private media. While our existing policies and Twitter rules cover explicit instances of abusive behavior, that makes sense, this update will allow us to take action on media that is shared without any explicit abusive content, provided it's posted without the consent of the person depicted. That's okay. So, hey, hold on a second. I now have John Edwards on tape saying that he was banging a pregnant woman while his wife was in the hospital with cancer, and it's on, well, he didn't have his consent, and you're the one banned.
What a cool guy.
That's insane.
No?
I don't understand. What can be the justification for this?
It gives them control over everything.
Exactly.
In other words, how can you prove that someone didn't give consent if they're on camera, let's say, willingly giving an interview?
Well,
Twitter can just say, oh, you don't have consent.
Yeah.
We've determined that they didn't give you enough consent. It just gives them control. There are laws for this so that hurdles have to be cleared so that we have to abide by the rules with on which we agree. And yeah, we agreed to these rules, and you benefit from Section 230 being an open town square. Now, this guy explicitly, he's the worst ever, because he doesn't even try and act like he wants there to be an open dialogue or free speech. He doesn't even want to pretend like it's an important component to Twitter. This is as bad as Jack was.
Yeah.
I think we might be looking back going, remember the good old days of Dorsey?
Remember, you know, bear, wow, beard guy? That guy, yeah.
Yeah, the good old days.
Old Santa beard guy.
Old Santa beard guy. Yeah, he was waiting. He got the wrong schedule. He was waiting on December 26th. He gets Santa on Boxing Day. He's like, I'm tired. Let's get this over with, Jack.
Come on.
Santa, I won't cut this beard until you come back to me.
Yes.
Crap.
Oh, so kind of like a playoff beard, only gay.
Yes.
I'm going to never wash it.
I'll never wash this beard.
Birds will live in this beard.
Yes.
Gay birds.
So let me give you some information on Agrawal. 2019, he purchased a Fabula artificial intelligence for Twitter. It uses, it's an AI sort of software, okay? Uh-huh. It uses Snopes and PolitiFact to combat misinformation. Okay. I'm going to get to how he describes misinformation, but first, these are, and this is a problem with YouTube, by the way, they don't let you know who their consultants are on what's considered misinformation. Right. Yeah. We don't know all of these people involved. We just know that it at least includes Snopes and PolitiFact. Here's a reminder of how biased Snopes is with some of their lie fact check ratings. They rated Biden saying, you're not going to get COVID if you get these vaccinations, as correct attribution, as opposed to what most should consider false.
Yeah.
If wait, you go so by
you
facts.
Could say,
are you saying that, yes, he said that? I didn't think that was the point of your site.
If I came onto this show right now and without this context said, hey, get the vaccine and you can't get COVID, banned. Banned, and Snopes and PolitiFact would advocate for me or you being banned. The president says it, and I don't think it was malicious. I think he's semi-retarded. He says it,
yeah,
and it's just fact-checked as, well, it's correct attribution. Well, we're attributing the crazy asshole quote to the crazy asshole former vice president. That's not the question.
That's not your job.
His brain's just melting.
Here's something else. You want to think about how perverse this is? In May of 2021, Snopes published an article claiming that the definition of anti-vaxxer had never changed.
Oh.
Because they were being challenged on this. So they said, we never changed the definition of anti-vaxxer.
Right, right, yeah.
Unless you check.
They changed it in October.
Ah.
They changed it in October. They absolutely did change the term anti-vaxxer. Now, they lied about changing it, just to be clear, Snopes, and I'm going to get back to the Twitter CEO, but this guy proactively decided to involve these people.
Yeah.
Show me your friends. Their fact, by the way, I guess I still have a fact check that says it hasn't changed. There have been no subsequent fact checks on this. And here's the October 1st, 2021 definition of anti-vaxxer. A person who opposes vaccinations or laws that mandate vaccinations. That. But now here's the new one, because that's bad enough. It used to be a person who opposes vaccines. Yeah. Then they have it, a person who opposes vaccines or laws. But then they changed it to a person who opposes the use of vaccines or regulations mandating vaccination.
Ah.
So this is what I say when people say you're a climate denier. Okay. This is what that means. If you say, hey, the earth is warming, okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, I think it could have negative effects, okay. Hey, I think humans may be contributing to it, yeah. I don't think there's a chance in hell that AOC's five-page Green New Deal is going to fix it. Climate denier. So right here you could say, hey, I'm pro-vaccination, okay. Hey, I'm vaccinated, okay. Hey, I'm even pro this mRNA injection. You could say, I even think people should get it, sure. I don't think that it should be mandated. Anti-vaxxer, according to Snopes.
Yeah.
Who's the extremist?
Just keep moving the goalpost. Just keep changing the definition. We changed the definition of vaccine, so we should be able to change this one, too.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a therapeutic, I think, more. If
well, we also definition. Changed the definition of man.
But that's
and,
true.
Well, we changed the definition of a man, woman.
Right.
Man, bear, pig.
Children.
Man, bear, pig is
yes,
one.
Yeah, yeah. As he's known now, St. Nicholas.
What world are we living in?
So, 2019, Jack Dorsey picked Parag to head a project, Project Blusky, not Bluto Blutarsky. This is the actual name.
Blue Sky.
To find a head for Project Blusky. This was what he was tasked with. Let me read you how they describe Project Blusky, just so you know who this
Blue
new
Sky.
Twitter.
Blusky.
Oh, what I keep Blue saying Blusky.
Blusky.
I'm reading it like a Polish name.
Yeah, is that Polish?
Yeah. I'm John Blusky.
The first one was written with an I.
Yeah, Blusky.
Hey, Jenny Blusky. Want to get a brewski
hey,
with brewski?
Hey. Hit the admonish button.
Okay.
Hit the admonish button. Yeah.
Admonish.
It's your.
If you don't do
blue
it,
blue sky.
If you don't do this, if you don't admonish me in the comment section, I don't want you as a fan.
Oh, blue sky.
Talking about blue sky, blue sky. All right.
Blue ski outside.
Jimbo.
Project Blue Ski. 0.0.
We are all now dumber.
Yes. This is written down with an eye. So, Project Blue Sky. Satisfied? An independent team of open source architects, engineers, and designers to develop an open and decentralized standard for social media that would help better control abusive and misleading information on its platform. Now you read that and you go like, okay, abusive, I got it. Yeah, misleading, yeah. Who's going to be the arbiter of what is considered misleading? Well, here's a 2020 interview from an MIT technology review with the new CEO, Agrawal. I'm probably getting that wrong too. Agrasky. Agrawal, here he is commenting on free speech and misinformation. And if this doesn't send chills down your spine, especially considering that he's bumping elbows with the elite who are in control of your taxes and your guns, it should.
Somebody in the audience is also pointing out that you're trying to combat disinformation. You also want to protect free speech as a core value and also in the U.S. as the First Amendment. How do you balance those two?
Our role is not to be bound by the First Amendment, but our role is to serve a healthy public conversation. And our moves are reflective of things that we believe lead to a healthier public conversation. The kinds of things that we do to work about this is to focus less on thinking about free speech, but thinking about how the times have changed.
Ah.
One of the changes today that we see is speech is easy on the internet. Most people can speak. Where our role is particularly emphasized is who can be heard.
Deciding who is going to get heard or which voices should get more attention is just as fraught a question as which voices should be suppressed.
That's exactly right. I think the notion of centralized content moderation, centralized algorithms is long-term really, really challenging.
Here's the thing. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not. Let me be really clear. People say you're being reductive. Yep. You think the founding fathers didn't foresee this? Here in the United States, we have the First Amendment for a reason. It still applies to the printing press. It still applies to your iPhone, your computer. He says to have a healthier dialogue. Nope, the only way ever to have a healthy dialogue is to allow a dialogue, period. Do you know how I know? Because there are no healthy dialogues in any country outside of the United States. You bitch about division, I bitch about people being arrested for saying the wrong thing, or like our friend who was put before a human rights tribunal and then ultimately the Supreme Court in Canada for a joke. This matters, because I don't know if you detected, as Joe Biden would say, a slight Indian accent there. But he does come from a country.
A little bit.
India, where they don't have free speech. This is a man in charge of an American company that is given the benefits of reduced liability, Section 230, meaning it has to be an open platform without censorship. That's the law. Just like a utility, your phone can't stop you from even talking with your Klansmen buddies to the four people who are still Klansmen. So India's constitution, though, where this man is from, where this man was raised, where this man was first educated, has no right to free speech. Let me read you the constitution. This right, however, is not absolute, and it allows the government to frame laws to impose reasonable restrictions in the interest of sovereignty and integrity of India, security of the state, friendly relations with foreign states, public order, decency and morality, and contempt of court, defamation, and incitement to an offense. Look there, you have decency and morality, public order. That's very, very broad. And by the way, it's specifically, so it's broad in how it can prohibit speech.
Yeah.
But it's also very specific in the speech that it will ban. So in other words, it's, hey, we're going to ban this and whatever else might be, you know, a problem for public decency. Which, by the way, in the United States, the left says, hey, don't push your religion, don't push your politics on me, pal. When it comes to India, however, it's all eat, pray, love. It's wonderful. Well, how do they treat women?
You see how he's doing the end run too, right? So to go after the Second Amendment, they said, okay, well, we can't outlaw your guns, but we can make the ammunition cost so much, it becomes so hard to find that it's pointless at that point, right?
Right.
We can't take away your right to speak, but we can take away your right to be heard.
Right.
Yeah.
So you can say it all you want on your account, but no one will see it.
Right.
It's also a Chris Rock bit.
Yeah.
It really is. It's make bullets $500 each, then you'll think about who you shoot. You'll be like, can I get that back?
Yeah.
I mean, because it's a joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
The problem with all this, though, is you can't have a conversation without allowing somebody to have an opinion.
And
not everything somebody says should be a fact based in endless amount of research. Yeah, that's right. The point.
Well, they also don't want facts based in endless amount of research.
That's unless it sides with them.
Because they suppress evidence as it relates to vaccines, or fact that men are genetically different from women. They ban people for saying that. They banned the Hunter Biden laptop story. I would say a hard drive full of pornography, incestuous texts, and international crimes would count as evidence, and they decided they were going to remove it. So let's just be really clear. They're not doing this. And notice he did not mention truth. And I'm going to get to what this new what's his name, Arawal?
I don't know.
I'm going to get to how he defines truth. It's even worse than you're thinking. But again, back to the Indian Constitution, it matters because this is where this man was raised. He may not understand why the United States is different. And I'll tell you why I think that. Most Americans don't. You take it for granted. As someone who was raised in Canada, I know the fear of speaking out in ways that could be deemed offensive. By the way, dressing up in black, doing blackface, it's not offensive.
Not there.
If you've done... Provided you've done it 9 times and you're the prime minister.
Yeah.
So the Constitution in India specifically prohibits speech that, quote, promotes or attempts to promote this, and I'm going to do this, and if you're more offended by this, then screw you, disharmony or feelings of enmity, hatred, or ill will because different religious, racial, language, or regional groups or communities, or speech, commits any act which is prejudicial to the maintenance of harmony between different religious, racial, language, or regional groups or castes. So, look, it's very broad. It's very clear. They can ban any speech that they don't like at any time. And now Twitter can ban any video or picture that it doesn't like at any time under the guise of, oh, you don't have consent. The law doesn't say you need consent to videotape someone committing a crime.
Cast?
Defund the police? And disarm the citizens of their ability to police their neighborhoods. Man, we shouldn't have cops. We should watch our own neighborhoods. Well, you can't film them committing a robbery. So
imagine Donnie Brasco just being like, listen, guys, is it cool if I record all this?
Yes. Everybody.
Everybody. I want you to sign these forms.
You know,
it's just a
sorry
whole
I'm
movie.
Late. I had to stop at Radio Shack.
I just want to make sure this is all right with you guys. They shot another one of us.
Oh, well, I know this is a sexual consent app. I made it into this consent.
How did you know Donnie was recording you? Well, first I saw the giant recorder, and then I saw the Circuit City receipt that was the equivalent to 9 miles long. So
then he asked me to sign a waiver before he recorded us.
Yeah.
It was really bad work.
Yeah, you might be recorded and put in jail. Is that okay?
Right.
That's fine.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, look, rules is rules. So here's the thing. These caveats are often employed by the government. In India, you could say, well, that's written there, but is it ever applied? Well, in Canada, it's been applied. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
A friend who's been on the show who, for a joke, wasn't even racist or sexist, by the way. It was just an offensive joke. In India... 2018, a singer was arrested for singing at a protest against the prime minister. This year, a priest was arrested for statements that were deemed critical of the ruling pro-Hindu party.
Ah.
And is that not terrifying?
It is.
It's terrifying that, here's the thing, but people, that if you live in the United States, you are not aware of the cold, dark world that everyone else knows. All the shit that you say, and I mean the stupid shit, the idea of destroying the patriarchy and that men and women are biologically interchangeable, that, you know, even you shouldn't have to change your hormone levels to compete in the international Olympic community, all the stupid stuff that you say, Donald Trump's a Nazi, you're free to say that here in the United States. You can't even critique the pro-Hindu ruling party in India without the threat of being arrested. And I know someone right now will say, well, I critique them tonight. Well, look, that's anecdotal, okay? That doesn't matter. Also, pick up your yoga mat.
And it was a priest.
Yes.
Who said it.
Right.
Do you understand?
Do you see the priests arrested in Canada because of COVID?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I guess reverends, pastors.
Pulled out of their churches.
It happened in California as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not. I mean, let's not act
not
like
as
this
severe
stuff
because
doesn't
there's
travel.
There's federal recourse for things.
No, no, no. I know,
but not in these countries.
Yeah. Yeah, thank God it does here, but they're still trying to do it.
At what point does this big tech movement, though, take over everything? Take over laws of the land.
I don't know,
over.
Dave. Look behind you.
It almost acts like a shadow government at this point.
It does.
It affected this election. And I don't mean the safest and most secure election of all time. I'm not even talking about changing the election rules as per, you know, in violation of state constitutions. No. I'm talking about
Pennsylvania.
That we know statistically people said when they were polled, and maybe Mission Control can bring this up. It's been a while since I brought it up. But people said, oh, if I'd have known about the Hunter Biden story, yeah, that probably would have affected my vote. It was enough to change the election. Just to be clear.
It's just disgusting what a self-centered bunch of power-hungry. It's not even about being rich anymore. It's just this disgusting level of what I would consider to be psychopathic.
Yeah, I would consider.
Well, and they're all patting themselves on the back saying,
for
oh, we're
what?
Doing a, well, we're doing a good job, Dave. We're removing hate.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, by having the most world. Hateful platform I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Twitter. I mean,
this will be one of those Twitter. Things where it's not enforced equally, right?
Yeah,
this
nothing will brighten your things. Day like reading a tweet about you.
Yeah.
If you're really feeling on the outs, just go to the YouTube comment section.
Yeah, yeah. Really,
I'll put some pep in your step.
Yeah, that'll make you feel good.
Yeah, you feel like gay Santa before you know it.
I think they put a YouTube terminal in on the suicide bridge. Oh, go ahead and read about yourself a little bit. If you're on the fence about jumping, go for it.
And by the way, this is something none of us live in a fantasy world. I understand that allowing free speech allows for some horrible people to say horrible things.
Yeah, yeah. That's the
you
point.
Know what people say? Well, what's your answer to that? Them's the breaks. That's it.
Yeah.
Them's the breaks.
Yeah, you learn to just ignore it.
You have
and you
to.
You go, these people like me. This guy, for some reason, wants to wear me as a shirt.
Yeah. Well, do you know what the guys who wrote this were dealing with right after they wrote it? People saying British rule is right. We should go back to Britain. We should be ruled by other. Like, do you understand that there was still another war coming and they had to deal with people freely saying this country
these millennials, CEOs, they know better than the founding fathers.
I mean.
It's true.
Just deal with it, Gerald.
Put yourself in their shoes.
I know better than you. Can you wrap your penis around the bow staff? Shut up.
Do you know how to spell cow? G-O-D.
Oh. Eat, pray, penis, bow staff.
Can I get a burger? Oh, that's offensive.
Oh, this is so much more offensive. Now doing a voice, they want you to think that it's like blackface, but I tell them they can go fuck themselves.
I am so glad that Hank Azaria no longer does it.
Yes, my people will no longer live under the thumb of the man who does the voice for Mayor Quimby. It was a stain on our people's history for millennia. Problem solved.
My friend Davey and Neil, who I grew up with, their dad was Indian, and he used to make me do that voice every night at dinner. Because he loved it. He thought it was so funny because he was from India.
I was watching, this is a very new thing. Like blackface, we understand, particularly as it relates to like a minstrel show. Now, I don't think that Jimmy Fallon was racist for doing Chris Rock blackface. It was his friend. I don't think that Jimmy Kimmel was racist. Right. I think that they knew what they were wading into. I think Howard Stern was blatantly racist when he said that stinky, smelly N-word about Whoopi Goldberg in blackface. Ugh. I thought that that was, it wasn't funny. And it's just like, I was like, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't have done that one. But it's very recent that they want you to feel like doing voices is racist.
It's insane.
Well, it's not. It's not. I won't play by it. No regrets.
No, the funny part is like the thank you come again thing is like, oh, so you're making fun of a group of people that own a small business that's usually very profitable. That's the whole stereotype. It's like, oh, a lot of Indian guys own 7-Elevens and convenience stores. Oh, you mean they're doing well?
Yeah, no, that's a negative stereotype now. It's called the American dream.
Yeah.
Or they came here and they work in one. For a long time before they become, I don't know, a doctor? Like if an Indian doctor comes in, I'm like, all right, I'm in good hands.
Yes.
If a white doctor comes in, I'm like, can you go get an Indian?
Yes.
Was this a diversity quota, Mr. White?
Yeah. Bangladeshi, I don't care. You know, like two creams in the coffee. Then you get me that?
Something right around there?
On the color scale? Mm. Kind of a mocha finish.
A little darker.
Yeah. Something just, no, I mean, I mean, I like you.
Yeah. But I can see your blue veins in your forearms. You look like you look like that bitch from Pixar's Brave. You know what I'm talking about? I don't think you can fix my
kidneys. Good.
We only have a female Indian doctor. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Better.
Any Indian doctor.
Compassion.
Yeah.
Deal.
Just get out.
Done.
So let me read you here from the same MIT interview. Were you about to say something?
I was just going
to
say, following up on your Biden-esque, a bunch of surveys were taken, and it's anywhere from like 1 in 10 Biden voters wouldn't have voted for him to 1 in 6.
Wow.
Ooh.
Surveyed.
So 10%, or I don't do the fractions. What's 1 and 6? Is that
17%?
17%.
17%.
So on the low end, 10% fewer voters for Biden. On the high end, 17% fewer votes for Biden.
Mm.
Just from that one story.
Stephen, did he win by more than 10% in a lot of these swing states? I'm just curious.
Oh, in the swing states? No,
No.
I mean, he could go on to, you know, telling every Swedish masseuse that he won the popular vote for the rest of his life like Al Gore, but he wouldn't have won the election.
He would not be the former vice president.
No, he would not be the former vice president.
Okay.
So let me get back to this part. During that same MIT interview, when asked to define misinformation, Agrawal said this. Defining misinformation is really, really hard. No, it's not. As we learn through time, our understanding of truth also evolves. No, it doesn't. So we focused way less on what's true and what's false, kind of the whole point of determining misinformation. We focus way more on potential for harm as a result of certain content being amplified on the platform without appropriate context, like looking at someone who was a woman for her entire life winning an Academy Award, now taking a picture of Raisinette albino nipples and saying, oh, that's her. That's more harmful. Our definition of truth also evolves. No. Now, this is something that's very under-addressed. The understanding of truth does not evolve. That's why I hate the term my truth. There is the truth. Now, your understanding of information.
My truth is just a lie.
It's just a lie. Yeah. In aggregation, though, our ability to disseminate information to determine exactly what is correct, what is the truth. We have more tools at our disposal to be able to more accurately assess the truth. However, if you're not using those tools, with your North Star being how to most accurately assess and disseminate truth, those tools actually become clubs against the truth. That's what's happening here. Our understanding of truth has evolved. Really? How so? Truth is, you mean to say there's no absolute truth?
No, that's a slippery slope that we all want to slide down.
Right, of course. Kind of like, well, hey, we don't know if the Hunter Biden laptop story is true. Well, here's a confirmation. Oh, we don't want to look at it, so we're just going to ban it.
I'd like to direct you to another tweet. Here's Donald Trump's illegally leaked tax returns.
Yeah.
What you were looking
at? You know what? That's Aces.
Or Seth Meyers, one of the two.
Yeah. Oh, wait, Donald Trump said peacefully and patriotically protest. You know, it doesn't matter, we're going to ban him. What about the Ayatollah? Seems like a good chap.
January 6th, the most violent day in history.
Yeah. Most violent day ever.
But Kenosha was, Kyle Rittenhouse went down looking for trouble.
Yeah. Well, and there was a car shooting black people. Things, you know, so.
The car drove itself into some people.
Car drove itself. We now have a problem with SUVs. Mm. I mean, pretty soon we won't even have sedans.
No. You've seen the movie, Christine.
Oh, we all have.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Scary.
Which one's? Oh, the car. Yeah, the Stephen King one?
Stephen King.
I was thinking of Simone.
The John Carpenter movie. It's good.
Yeah. Yes. Simone was not.
No, it was not.
I have a woman who's a robot! Oh!
I thought it was Sim 1.
Maximum Overdrive. It's not good, but it's enjoyable.
Or so, The Car. It's also a great car. Great film.
Yeah, good.
One of those first Teslas.
Let me recap. Oh. By the way, what is that thing in India called that I'm trying to remember? I think, Kevin, was it
Curry.
Called evening teasing? Eve teasing?
What?
In India, for people who don't know, it's a practice. Sensual. It's a practice. It's recognized law in India.
Yeah, Eve teasing.
Eve teasing, where maybe you can read the definition so people. And by the way, all references available at lotofcutter.com. I want to know where the Me Too people are. Well, women will get onto a bus and men are legally allowed to grope them. Group grope.
Wow. I thought this was Santa Claus's thing earlier, the Eve teasing.
Come Santa Claus. Now he's finished.
On me.
That was really fast.
There are horrific videos of Indian women getting raped on buses.
Yeah.
Horrific.
Wow. Eve teasing.
What?
Now, explain to the people the practice.
It's not even a greyhound, and you'd assume so.
Why as a woman would you ever get on the rape bus?
Shouldn't have chosen Spirit!
Well, I don't think you know it's a rape bus.
Will we make you check your carry-ons just so we know you are unarmed? Eafties. So tell them what it is.
Isn't rape in front of the word bus a bit redundant?
Yeah, it does seem like
that. They say this is not the right bus.
All right, guys, I want to show you what is eafties.
Yeah, eafteesing is a euphemism primarily occurring in Indian English used for public sexual harassment or sexual assault of women by men.
Okay. How dare you?
And what's the Kevin, what's the legal status like actual, of that there?
The legal in India. Status in India.
Yeah, because it's something that actually happens quite a bit. And at the very least, there are no legal ramifications, but it is a cultural practice. Now, here's the thing. What happens if you speak out against it?
Well, an eve teasing is just, it's like saying the word flirtation.
Yes.
It's just a wave. It's creepy as hell. Unbelievable. I've never even heard of this.
He said that it is illegal, but culturally it's still around. Like they don't police it. Yeah, they don't police it.
Yeah, they don't. I mean, you can find like, all these videos everywhere.
So it's frowned upon. Basically.
It's frowned upon. Listen, it is generally frowned upon. Okay, but if you play with a couple of fun bags on a greyhound, Uncle Vishnu's none the wiser.
Well, I think the problem is it's not frowned upon. It's illegal, but it's not frowned upon.
Yes. Well, you say tomato, I say grab her cans. Jeez.
Unbelievable.
I say tomato, you say rape.
I say I want Biddy. Nom, 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 nom. She can do nothing.
I say we airdrop in some Walthers and let the ladies defend themselves.
Hey, that's a good idea.
You can call me your little stowaway.
So more like soulless plane.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, look, you guys can run a search on this. My point is,
Quarter Black.
If you just have a government in charge of what is allowed to be spoken and what is not, and more importantly now, if that is, as a proxy to that, is can you think of any government, go throughout all of human history. Look at any empire, okay? Look at the Romans, look at the Greeks, look at the Ottomans, look at the Mongols. Look at the English Empire. Okay, have any of them actually been more powerful than this conglomeration of Alphabet, which is Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Apple, Microsoft, Amazon? Because these people all ban speech or content at the same time. That doesn't happen by accident. They act like a group, like a school, like a pack. Can you think of any government that has been more powerful on a global scale than this corporate oligarchy, effectively? And honestly, this is very, very different. This has only taken place, it's only transpired in the last 10 years. And here's what's even scarier, because when we were kids, you didn't have that. When we were kids, you know, you had like people like, oh, that's that powerhouse of a company, Milton Bradley. You know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, they made a killing on Don't Wake Daddy. Now it's like, these are peanuts, right? They're not even something they wouldn't even register.
Big radio flyer.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they really did well with Barrel of Monkeys, boy. I wish I got in on that ground floor.
Whereas now you have these, so 10 years. Really. Yeah, 10 years. But now really in the last, what would you say, 5-6 years, you have the most powerful companies that have ever existed, more powerful than almost any empire that's ever existed. And now they're placing people at the heads of these companies who say, we don't believe in the First Amendment, we don't follow free speech, and our understanding of truth has evolved, and it's more important about reducing harm and making sure that the right people are heard. And they never are held accountable in determining who the right people are in being heard. And guess what? That's not only how elections are changed, that's not only how your freedoms are eroded, but that's how evil, horrible people stay in power. And then we wonder, when this corruption gets unearthed, how could Harvey Weinstein have done it? I don't know, maybe people running interference for him, determining which voices deserve to be heard and which ones don't. How could Hunter Biden have thrown a gun in a dumpster at a grade school, smoked Parmesan cheese, sexted his niece, and had sex? How could Jeffrey Epstein have had a sex island and a rape shower? I don't know. Maybe for the same reason that the people who were running interference for him all along aren't covering the trial. And we have the most powerful companies that have ever existed. And now in the last few years, they have selected, there's no other way to say it, totalitarians. Woke totalitarians in charge of what information is deemed acceptable and not. So I say, this new CEO of Twitter, you guys can let me know what you think, who's scarier, but I think we are going to look back fondly on the memories of little old communist Jack Dorsey. It looks like it's time for you to close.
We were like a punk rock kid. If you look at pictures of you back in the day, you've got, if you pulled up the sleeves, you have a tattoo.
I have a tattoo. I would not go away from that. I'm still a punk.
Time to close. Endings and beginnings are ending and beginning now.
You famously eat once a day.
Like the first week time you start doing it, feels like you kind of like have a superpower.
Yeah.
It's time to go to places.
We haven't done a great job.
What was amazing to me about the punk scene and why I got into it is because there was this confidence of, I'm not going to go off and be shy about learning.
People have felt that I don't want to be on this platform anymore because I'm being harassed and abused and I need to get the hell out.
Well, people harass and abuse me all day and night. You don't do anything about that.
So, listen, hey, by the way.
I love that Tim Pool said that. I just want to point that out.
I harass and abuse him all the time, too. He was talking about me.
That's true.
Oh,
that is true.
It's our thing. I say, have you been a good boy this year? You've kept your beanie on for all recordings, haven't you?
By the way, having a nose ring does not make you punk rock. It just makes you a girl.
Yes. Well, hey, that's a loaded term these days. Hey, smash the like button if you're watching on YouTube right now. Smash that like button.
Smash it.
And I'm going to end right now with this. Look, people got really mad at Rush Limbaugh when he said that he hoped Barack Obama failed.
Yeah.
Of course, he wasn't hoping that America fails. He was hoping that Barack Obama failed to implement his agenda so that America could remain standing. Parag Agrawal, I absolutely hope you fail in implementing every measure that is on the record. References available at letterscredit.com. I hope you fail miserably, and I hope that people rise up and tell you just how wrong you are. I hope that Mr. Agrawal fails. YouTube,